If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal.
What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. So go grab that glass. Go grab a glass of whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have that conversation. Today's podcast is brought to you by
Sketches. Coming live from, man, we ain't gonna tell you because we don't trust y'all. We don't trust y'all. But I'm Sketches. I'm an herbalist, metaphysician, a cigar smoker, a veteran, and I'm 50, about to turn 54 years old. I got no elements, man.
Really?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I got no elements. Even got gray hair, and my wife still loves me, so I'm doing good.
That's all that really matters.
I'm good.
That's all that matters. But tell them what you got, brother.
I am an herbalist, and I studied under the tutelage of Dr. Sebi, and then I was able to meet Dr. Sebi's wife, and I got consultation and worked under his wife, Mayo, out of Brooklyn. So during the COVID, I was able to come up with my own teas and my own remedies to, I can't say the word cure, but help get you through COVID and a lot of cancer-causing illnesses and gout and sugar diabetes and high blood pressure and hormone problems and menstrual cramps and the gout, sciatica, neck pains, PTSD. So I got teas that can pretty much elevate your body and your mind and get your thyroid. And so once your thyroid is great, it controls your mood, it controls your diet, and it controls your well-being. And we're getting away from that.
Okay, sir. So all that being said, how can they get these products? What's the website? How do they get in contact with you?
My website explains everything. www.rocknrodproductions, rockinrossproduction.com. You go there and it's broken down everything. I have iris moss. I have CBD for those that's over 18 years old.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
I know, but I know young kids are doing CBD right now with the parents of their parents, and it's actually helping them with ADHD and ADD and getting them off Ritalin and all these other chemical drugs that's going to destroy their kidney before they turn 40 years old.
So that's different from the THC.
Yeah, this is no THC.
No,
yeah,
okay, so you can make
that. I do have stuff that have THC, but that's for those that's over 21 years old.
Now, I don't know if you feel comfortable explaining the difference, because the THC is what gets you high,
right?
And the CBD.
So we call it weed because it's the last part of the plant that turns the weed, and that's where you get your high THC level. But when I grab my plant, I'm grabbing it as it comes out of the ground at its fullest potential, which is CBD. Now, if you pull it, there's no THC inside of it. Now, when you let it grow and it rot, but it turned into a root, that's when you get the THC, and that's why they call it weed, because it looks like a weed. But when I get it, it looks like a plant, which is the high level of CBD with the cannabinoid. That's really what God intended us to use it for, not to get high where we don't want to go to school, we don't want to go to work, we talk back to our parents, we don't want to listen, we don't have the ability to even want to go out and play a sport or to learn or to advance in life because they want to smoke this weed.
Okay. Now, I hear you blaming the kids a lot, brother. It's a lot of adults that's getting high than a motherfucker out here. So how you going to blame it just on the kids, bro? I don't like how you went there with that. Like, it was only kids smoking weed.
When they mean kids, I'm talking about 30 years old, 20 years old.
They ain't no mom. Kids,
those are kids. Grown, me.
Listen, you get those locked up. You get charged as an adult.
Right, but when do you decide that you have to stop doing something to get a job? If you know for a fact I can't get a job.
Yo, you know, jobs aren't looking for that. You know, they changed the game a little bit on the weed game.
It's still a law. It's still a law out there. Yeah, it's federal law. And And it's still not going to be passed in the Department of Transportation. So you can't get a Department of Transportation job. You can't get an engineering job. You can't get a high-level engineering job. You can't drive a tractor trailer, pulley, any type of mechanical anything. So you limit yourself to certain things. You can't be an electrician, a plumber under the influence of these things. So what are you going to do? You're going to work in Walmart High? You could do that.
Yo, shout out to Walmart. Shout out to Walmart. I know several individuals I rock with that work at the Walmart and high management, making six figures. Shout out to the Walmart. Holla at your boy for a sponsorship. But anyway, man, how was your week, brother?
My week was good, man. I was I made a new batch of CMOS. My CMOS is enhanced with B17 vitamins, which is you can't even get B17. The government knows
okay,
the B17
vitamins. I got to stop you because you're spitting off these terms as if everybody's familiar with what the you talking about right now. What is the B-17? I heard the B-12.
No.
What's the 17?
But you know what the government did? Government said, I don't want you giving B-17 to the kids anymore. I don't even want y'all selling it. Matter of fact, I want to put labels that say too much B-17 is not good for you.
I'm sorry.
I know.
You didn't tell us.
They'll ask the FDA.
What is B17, sir? What is that?
I'm going to get to it.
Okay, please.
B17 is the anti-cancer.
Whoa! What?
It's the highest anti-cancer vitamin that you could actually give somebody.
Say it again.
So people who are on chemotherapy, which only works with 5% of the people that use it. So chemotherapy, technically, if you want to use go to math, it's not working.
What's poison? It poisons everything.
It poisons.
Okay, and you hope and pray that you recover from it killing everything, good and bad, and you can move on and move forward to killing the cancer.
And with remission, they're giving people CBD and CBG to while they're in remission. When you just can't tell. I tell people, do it now. Why wait to get cancer when you can do it now?
The B-17.
And the CBD and the CBG.
Okay, so let me ask this question. You're spitting a lot of stuff out here. So for those who do have those good jobs, engineers, truck drivers, police officers, firefighters, are these things capable of doing what they, you said, doing what they need to do? Then number two, the main thing is, can it be taken without an issue with those types of jobs?
Yes, you have to make sure that you're getting pure CBG. Not CBD, CBG. CBG has no THC. It's the pure, they call it the Mercedes-Benz of cannabinoids. It's the highest level of cannabinoids that the body can take in without you getting any type of high. And it stimulates the neurons in your body to start to go into a healing process.
And you have these products.
I have these products.
Folks, the man said he has the products.
It stopped the proliferation of cancer cells, and that's proven. And that's fact.
No.
Not all cancer cells, but some.
Okay, you know what happened to Dr. Selby when Dr. Selby was out here preaching and educating the people. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but some may say that, you know.
Well,
somebody knocked him off.
I
don't know. You talked to his wife. Has his wife ever said anything about his death?
His wife, we didn't really, I didn't want her to feel that I was trying to, she's one of these people that she just want to heal people. She don't want the rhetoric. I didn't even talk about the death. Every time I sat down, it was, what can I do for women? What can I wanted to start and make stuff for women that has mood swings, thyroid problems, and menstrual cramps.
Ladies, you know I love y'all, right? Mood swings,
right? Yes, because I have four daughters.
You know that women are listening to the podcast right now saying, Stone, don't let them get away with that shit. Mother, men have mood swings too. So they're going to be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't put that mood swing shit on us. Okay?
Well,
sketches. I'm telling you. They're going to say.
Well, they have their mood swings are different than ours because their thyroid has. Their thyroid has. We have. Our thyroid is different from a woman. A woman's thyroid is. It controls everything. Hot flashes. That's all thyroid. The menstrual cycles. That's thyroid. What's the other thing with the women? When they stop having the menstrual cramps and they start to,
menopause.
Menopause. That's all thyroid. That's all can be controlled by CBD and CMOS, which actually what I'm selling too.
Yeah, now I rock with the CMOS. I got your CMOS. I've been taking your CMOS for months. I'm rocking with that. I'm rocking with that. Ladies, gentlemen, you hear what the man said. Skechers has everything you need. Don't hate him, ladies. He's just saying that sometime y'all can be difficult. We love you, and I know we can be difficult too. That's a different conversation. But we smoke, we drink, and we conversate. That's what it's all about. Am I right?
Yeah, I wanted to always because we don't protect the women like we're supposed to. We haven't. In the beginning of time, man really didn't protect the black woman. And if you look in history, it's fact that we didn't protect them. And that's why when I said I want to start doing some stuff that's going to help women on their health, their health tip, because they think men don't know about their bodies. And I said, you know what? Right. We should learn what a woman go through. So we can kind of relate.
Okay.
A lot of women have menstrual problems 10 days out of the month. So 10 days out of the month, they still got to take care of their kids, get the phone call from school, from a teacher. And then we giving them hell. And then society's giving them hell. And then you got chauvinist pigs out there like Trump. He's getting away with murder. He's a chauvinist. So now you're taking all of this in, and you got no one to turn to. So I figure I need to start coming out with a tea, maybe some gummies they can take, something that can help their thyroids, their diet.
So they need to get high to deal with life.
Well, no, you don't get high of my stuff. You're not gonna get high.
Oh, okay. What does it do to the body again?
It controls your thyroid. Your thyroid controls the body in the women. It controls their weight. So a lot of women will gain weight. And what the hell I'm gaining weight for?
Babe, do you think I'm getting fat?
I'm on a keto diet and I gain weight because your thyroid is off.
Listen, doctor, ladies, you know, I'm glad you mentioned the weight thing. I want to talk about that a little bit, just if I can. It's really hypocritical, because men can be fat as shit, guts hanging out, but women, I love y'all. I don't know why y'all do this to yourself. These tummy tucks that they got going on. Why? Nobody, you know, I just found out they called it the FUFA? What's this? The FALU? FUFA?
FUFA.
FUFA?
Yeah.
I just found out what that was like 3 weeks ago. And I'm like, what? Now, I want to ask the question. You know, long, 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 long time ago when I was out in these streets, I don't recall.
What streets? What streets?
Yeah. Calm down.
Wilmington?
Streets.
You was out there in Wilmington?
No, sir. I ain't from here. I'm a Philly guy.
Oh, but the streets.
I don't ever recall.
Dumb in the streets.
You women getting naked, and I seen that you had, okay, I want to call it a pouch. You call it what, the FUFA?
Yeah, they call it.
Okay, and told you to put your clothes back on because you had a FUFA. That never happened.
No.
That's not realistic.
Never.
Men don't care about none of that shit.
No.
Why are y'all getting these tummy tucks and all this? We don't care about none of that.
But I just found out that they do it for other women. And I just found out like maybe a couple of years ago. They get surgery for other women, not for us. They don't do it for us. They do it for other women.
Okay.
And for themselves.
Okay. But, again, ladies, us men don't care about that. We love you just the way you are. Ain't no man at least I know no man, that when you get naked, pull your clothes off your ass, and you got a little gut, he gonna say, put your clothes back on.
I got a question.
You got a gut.
If you saw Halle Berry standing next to Nicki Minaj, which one you taking?
Preference, bro. That's a lot of preference.
No, no.
I mean, think about it.
I'm talking about naked.
Yeah, it's preference. You like big ass. You like a little tight body. That's all you about think it's preference.
A preference. So absolutely. When she's swimming around and you start seeing these scars and these ugh, artificial.
Again, are you kicking her out the bed? Are you telling them to get out because she got some scars? Maybe she had, you know, a couple kids, you know? So that's stretch marks is on her. So, again, ladies, men ain't kicking you out the bedroom because you got a little defect.
Right.
We got plenty of defects.
You're right about that.
We don't care.
You're right about
we
that.
We don't care.
You're right about that.
Now, we will talk about you later to the boys to say, yo, I was with this joint. I was knocking this thing off. Man, this joint had more gunshot wounds on her. But the pussy was good.
I ain't gonna lie.
So we ain't worried about that. We are not worried about that. I'm just keeping it real. This is raw conversation. This ain't for everybody. If you're sensitive about the words, well, this ain't for you today. But we're not kicking you out the bedroom. We love you, ladies, just the way you are. No matter if you got the fupa, titties hang to the floor a little bit, we'll pick them up. You know, we'll help you out. That's our job. Thighs a little thick. They rubbing together. We know how to space them out. We know how to work between that. Push that to the side. Now, what we may not be able to do, now you might say, okay, pick my leg up. Oh, I can pick your leg up. But I can't maybe pick both of them up at the same time.
But no one is doing what they call the reverse surgery, where you actually let the people know exactly when you do them surgery, they'll cut nutrients out your body. They're cutting out certain fats that your body need to protect you in the winter. So now your body don't have that fat that they removed for the winter, and in the winter your body start to eat at those muscles or that protection or that barrier that you had for the winter, and that's when you start getting the elements. So they're cutting into these pivotal fats and nutrients that's in your body that you need. So they might go in and cut something that you might need later on.
Okay.
So you get these elements, you get these colds and these flus, and you can't come out of it because they done cut your nutrients. They done tapped into a certain part of your body and sucking out things that they're not supposed to be sucking out just so you can look good.
So we are in agreement that, ladies, understand, you're going to do what you're going to do. If it's personal, I understand. But let me say this. Brother Sketch, are we kicking them out of the bedroom because the fufa, your titty hang, you got cellulite in your ass? We ain't doing that.
But there's more than life than just sex.
Yes, but
you 30 years old and you can't climb a rope net because you got all these you don't want to rip nothing or pop nothing out. No.
Climb a what?
Climb a rope net. Go scuba diving. Run up a... We had an action music. And you can't get on nothing. Because you want to look nice with your fingernails. And you don't want to get down and dirty and have a good time because you got this body.
Well, now, wait a minute. Ladies, again, these words are not spoken world words. This is coming from Sketch. This is not something I can... condone. Okay, sir, hold on. So, just make sure we're clear.
Right.
Not everyone is like that.
No.
We do have a few who are too pritzy to do anything. I think they're the minority, not the majority.
Well, all the ones I know. I know about probably 50 women who have plastic surgery, and you can't get them to do anything.
Physical.
It's not happening. Not happening.
So how do they maintain that body? They don't go work out at the gym.
They might go to a Planet Fitness, and then they re up and go right back in and get them recut, resucked, and do it again. It's a habit. Once they do one area, they do another one. Just like a tattoo, you want another one.
So the 50 women you know, you say that's their cycle.
That's it. I've never seen them do a sport, anything. So it's game over. Once you get into them, sir, it's game over.
Down the rabbit's hole.
Yeah, you down a rabbit hole.
Oh, okay. All right. Change the subject. Ladies, you know, we love you. We love you. Let's talk about some things.
It's not everybody. I'm just saying, just think about when you get into that mix of trying to find a husband, and only thing you can do is just look pretty. There's more than life than looking pretty. I want somebody that's wanna.
Well, you know, that physical attraction is important. That's right. The first thing that you're going to see that's going to catch your eye. That's just, you know.
In the American Christian. But as a Muslim, which is the largest religion in the world, you don't see their bodies. You see their mind first. Remember that? This is the only country that does that. That we care about the physical over everything else. But cover their body, and we gotta get to their mind. You figure out a lot of answers that, you know, damn, maybe I shouldn't have had a baby with this person. Maybe I shouldn't have did what I did because I didn't get to a mind first.
No, you saw that body.
You saw
that body and that face.
Mm-hmm.
And now you caught up. Now you're down in court paying child support.
Happened to me.
It's happened to
from experience and from a bunch of people that I know.
Yes, I'm familiar with that arena. But, and you're 100% right. You say to yourself later, what the fuck was going on? How did I have a baby body? This junk.
But in the beginning, remember I said I cared about women and I wanted to get stuff for them? So that's why I'm telling people don't do the surgery. Don't cut the nutrient out your body. Put the nutrients in by going to my website and get my CMOS.
Oh, damn. There you go.
You see the come around? You see the come around?
I seen it.
See the come around?
And I saw it.
Control your thyroid and we get your diet right so you could do it naturally.
Mm. Speaking of naturally, prices of cigars are going up naturally. And anyone who listens to the Smoke World podcast, you may call me cheap, financially, fiscal, but any word, but cigar prices are going up. You can't really find a decent stick now. You're paying between $12, $14 for a cigar. I don't know what's going on. We can say inflation. Sounds good. But I need to find a stick that's $10 and under. I'm just keeping it real. Maybe it does exist. I know folks are listening like, come on, Stone. Stop the shit. Stop, man. Stop being cheap. Nah, bro. It's just like these clothes y'all wear. Y'all wearing $500 sneakers, all the latest and greatest clothes, but you ain't got no car. You ain't got no bank account. Come on, man. You got to be smart about your money. You do what you want to do. But I'm saying, if you ain't got the essentials in life, what are we doing?
Yeah, cigars. I went down to Atlanta, and the cigars cost more than the ones in New York. I'm like, wait. Why does cigar cost more in Atlanta than it does in New York City?
Where were you at, sir?
Location, I was downtown. I was across the street from a Coca-Cola company. There's a cigar lounge out there.
But see, you got to be careful about these cigar lounges. Let me say something to these cigar lounges. These cats are price gouging cigars ridiculously. So you go to different places, different states, different locations. The lounge's prices is ridiculous, man. They marking up stuff 20 to 40% easily. Easily.
I don't know if it's me, but the Cohiba doubled in price for some apparent reason in the last 5 years?
Well, you got, which Cohiba we talking about? So many different ones.
Let's say the basic Cohiba. I remember I used to pay $40 for them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they like, I went over to, they $79.99. They were charging for the same cigar I was getting for $40. Almost doubled 5 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. The price of cigars, tobacco in itself, has went up, and we could say, okay, it's inflation. It's going to be pushed back to say, Stone, have you been to the market lately? Have you went and go buy groceries? You're paying 20% more than what you was 2 years ago. And I don't want to get into politics. I'm not really trying to go there. But I don't think that really has a lot to do with it. That's a lot of bullshit.
I understand the cost of living, but 5 years, double the price in 5 years, that's just crazy.
I agree. So what do you think it is?
And I don't want to, you don't want to dumb down on your cigars and start doing the cheap ones because it's like you smoking for no reason. Right? You don't want to drink a knockoff soda when you want the Pepsi, right? You don't want Coke. You don't want
crisp. The Bubba Crisp.
The Walmart. You don't want the Walmart Coke. You don't want cola. You want Coca-Cola.
From BJ's. The cola.
You know? So,
straight cola.
I don't know why Cigar is doing that. It's the price. The price of the way they make it didn't change. It's still cheap. I think it cost them $2 a stick for a Cohiba over in
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
But one, why, when it gets to us.
$1 to $3 for any of these cigars, brother. But they're going to tell you, you got tobacco tax. You got the government. So they're going to give you a lot of history on why the cigar prices are what they are.
But I still didn't get the answer, though. I'm trying to find the answer why.
That's going to be the next guess. How about we do that? We go find somebody who can explain to the people the reason for the increase on the prices of cigar and tobacco. I think I like that idea.
Right.
Okay. And so we promise you that, people, we will have a guest who will get on here and explain if there is a legitimate reason why cigar prices are what they are today, opposed to a few years ago. And I know I hear y'all. I hear you. I hear you saying, Stone, everything went up. What are you talking about, Stone? Stop crying. Stop bitching. You just a cheap bastard. And I am. I'm cool with that.
I'm cheap, too.
I'm cool with that.
And I retired from three different entities, and I'm still a cheap bastard.
Well, guess what? I'm just smart about my money.
Yeah.
How about that? My money. I had to work hard for that money. So I'm
what
smart
you, what you smoking right now?
This is the one of George State's, Will Herrera. My man, I met Willie Herrera. This is just, that's the Lee here. This is a banging stick for me.
What's that? Connecticut, right?
No, sir. No, sir. This is William Herrera. This is. I got to put my glasses on. Hold on, folks. Mind your business. I'll tell you exactly what's going on right here.
This Fratello is good, though, man.
First time having a Fratello.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. Fratello's, they're okay. But this is a Drew Estates line.
I love Drew Estates.
You know what? This is
interesting. I came in the game with Drew Estates.
This guy has a hell of a story, brother. You know, you hear all these different stories about cigar makers and they grew up in a factory. This dude ain't got none of that. Just only maybe 10 years ago, he was working 9 to 5 like us. He YouTube how to make cigars. Yeah. YouTube, his wife's father had like a little cigar business, but he knew nothing about none of that. So one day they said, yo, we need somebody to come in and help us out. He went in, helped out. He was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Went on YouTube, asked the people in the shop, hey, how y'all make these cigars? They didn't really have time to do it, to show them how to do all that because they slowing down. They had production. They got to meet a quota. So he was on YouTube, bro. Now this cat is chilling, okay? Drew Estates brung him on. And now he's making cigars, and I don't know how much money he's making, but I think he's doing all right.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's a crazy story.
That's crazy.
That podcast is out there, too.
That's crazy. Because
tells a story.
Which is weird, because I was actually wanted to do a CBG kind of cigar. I wanted the leaf to be a CBD leaf. So you actually getting a CBD wrapped cigar. So you getting in that CBG in your body, and it kind of like, it's like a, how can you say it, man? It's taking the poison and the cure at the same time.
Well, you know what?
It's which is weird. It's like if you're going to smoke, your mama get the CBG inside you, and it'll help you. And relaxation, so you might not have to want to smoke the whole cigar. You may could just be like, I smoke half the cigar, because you're going to get the same feeling and don't have to smoke the whole cigar.
Now, and you know these cigar companies, when it comes to this weed game, you know they already got people mapped out. They waiting to get into this weed game. These cigar industry, you can't tell me.
I know, I see it.
These cigar industry guys, these big names, they got board meetings about how to get into this weed. Whatever they're going to do, it's going to be, trust me.
Because the young kids are already putting tobacco in their blunts. They're mixing the D's into their blunts.
Let's let the young people know right now. Young people, if you're listening
and
to
that's
the
what's messing
world,
us up, the lobby. The lobbyists is using that as a reason why.
Premium cigars. Listen up, young people. Here's a PSA. Premium cigars are not meant to be cut in half and filled with weed. You want to go get some cheap shit? That's cool. From the CVS, the Rite Aid, whomever. Do not go into the cigar lounge and ask the customer service representative, yo, where y'all cigars at? Pay $14 for a cigar and cut it in half. That's a violation. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't I do haven't it. Seen, like I said, I haven't seen a teenager smoke a good premium cigar.
It don't
I've
happen.
I've never seen that.
And this is why I love the PCA, the Premium Cigar Association. This is their job. So for those who have heard of the PCA or are not familiar with what they do, they are the reason why a lot of times we can get to do what we enjoy to do. They have lobbyists in D.C. They're sitting down with these legislators, explaining them to them and her, they, him, him, they, whoever they may be, that premium cigars are not cigarettes and they're not vapes. Leroy, Justin, and Derek are not behind the school building smoking on Padrones and passing it around. Like, yo, let me get a puff.
Not happening.
That's not happening.
I've
that's
never
not what
seen
they do.
That.
And we don't, the vapes are not part of cigars. So that's a whole nother fight. But the FDA bundles everything into tobacco.
You think that might be one of the reasons why the cigar price is going up to keep the kids from purchasing it? You think that's part of the lobbyists, the reason why it's going up?
Hey, man, some kids got a lot of money.
But they're not going to spend $30 on a cigar when they can get a 3.5 gram for the same price.
I'm not spending $30 on a cigar, brother. I'm not doing that either.
That's how much the Camachos cost. That's what I'm saying. Why are the Camachos $30 a piece?
For a Camacho?
Yeah!
What Camacho are you buying for $30 stinking, brother?
I'm not going to say where I got it from because I might go back there.
Oh, wow. Listen. I got some Camachos.
Why $30?
Here. I don't know. Because they're robbing you. They're robbing you, brother.
Which one? You got the red label, black label?
Bro, they're robbing you. You paying $30.
Exactly.
Camachos.
Exactly.
It's called robbery homicide division, bro. I'm just going to robbery homicide division for Camachos. And I like Camachos, but 30, nah, bro. Nah.
Right.
Not going to be able to do it. Not going to happen. Not going to happen at all, man.
I was able to get a five pack for $100 when I was in Panama. In Panama,
location,
you know,
location.
Right. But it was a deal.
For Camachos?
That was a deal. I thought I was robbing them.
Okay.
I always thought they were fake.
We're gonna let you stick with the weed. Wow.
Weed is THC. I don't deal with THC.
Okay, well, we're going to let you...
CBD or CBG?
All of that. Yeah, stay away from cigars if you're getting $100 Camachos.
Yeah. No, they were five in a pack.
Yeah, okay. Security, to the front aisle, please. The man is getting robbed on...
So I take my cigars with me when I go on vacation, but I go away for a month. I'm not going to take a month's supply of cigars with me. I'll probably take 10 cigars... And then I buy whatever, where am I at, I buy from that area.
Okay, so it depends on how often you smoke. So if I'm going away for a whole month, I don't have that option right now. I don't have that kind of lifestyle where I can take a vacation for a whole month. I'm getting there.
It's cheaper to go away for a whole month.
I'm just saying, I still got to go to work every day, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
That's
all. But yeah, 10 cigars for a whole month will not work. And it depends on where I'm going. Because I know...
Right.
It's a robbery homicide going on out here in these streets. These cruise ships, these resorts.
Right.
They're going to rob you. So I travel heavy.
Mm.
Even if I'm going for 7 days, I'm traveling heavy because I'm not going to be without my cigar on vacation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't have the opportunity to really smoke.
So my wife smokes, so I'll take 10 and she'll take 10. So we got 20 cigars for the month. So, and then if we run out, we just buy off the land.
But I'm saying, how often you smoke? You might not smoke every day. So that's cool.
Nah, we don't smoke every day.
That's fine. That'll work for you.
At least every other day, though.
Right, so that'll work for you.
Yeah, at least every day.
But
every
for
other
a day. Real cat who's smoking on a daily basis, yeah. And some guys and girls smoke multiple cigars right. a day, that's not going to work for them. So it's all about
how you know, I noticed my cigars feel better when I give that day relax, that day between, and
gotcha.
Come back. I don't know, because when I was smoking every day, I was feeling the same way. I wanted to feel different per each cigar. And it was like when I smoked every day, I didn't get the high and the low. I didn't get the feeling of, that's just me. Mm. You ever not have a cigar in 1 week and like a whole week don't have a cigar? When you come back and you smoke that good cigar, it's like triple great. It's like, wow, son. You know what I mean? Is it okay. just me?
Not necessarily. I understand what you're saying.
Or like, let's say you go a couple of days and now it's Friday, you off and you smoke that cigar. It's the best cigar you had that week. So I wanted that to stop
filler.
Smoking every day to get that extra day where I can, you know, my palate comes back, the slush that's in the back of your throat, you know, you can breathe, and now you're smoking that cigar again. It just feels better for me. But okay. That's just me.
Right. And I'm not going to knock that.
And I'm cheap. I can't smoke every day. It's so expensive. I didn't want to say
Hey, listen. Depends on what you're smoking. You can, and that's the key. When I say these prices are going, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about premium cigars. I'm talking about an everyday, decent, average smoke.
What are we talking about?
What's the average smoke?
What's your average smoke cigar like?
You talking about price wise or just
price wise? Like,
okay, if you're going to smoke a cigar on a daily, you're looking at. This is an expensive habit, folks, that we have. Just want to let you know that. Not to say you didn't know. $8 to $10. That's expensive. Think about it daily.
But I'm a full body guy.
Me too.
That's why I can't do a full body every day.
I smoke. I go to work. Unfortunately, I still have to work. Zoom. Smoke world will take off. I don't have to do that. Listen to that. But at the end of the day, I wind down. Go into my man cave, spark up something.
Full body. Most of the time.
Most of the time. So medium to full.
Medium to full.
That's an American thing, because overseas, nobody wants to do full body. But anyway, that's another conversation. So I normally, that's my routine. Chill out, end of the day, reflect, spark up, turn the TV on, grab something to drink. That's not necessarily alcohol, but juice, tea, whatever mm-hmm. it may be, chill out and have a smoke. So you're looking at between $8 and $10.
That's about right.
On a regular.
That's about right.
Yeah. So there's conversation about everyday smokers don't spend as much money as people who smoke sporadically. Because, for example, your cousin having a wedding, you go, yo, I need a box of cigars. Give me a box.
I did that last year.
Right, but I don't know. I want to push back on that. I don't know. I heard somebody say that. I don't have any statistics on it, but there is a conversation being held that regular smokers don't spend as much money as people who smoke sporadically because they come and buy boxes at a time. A lot of cigar smokers buy at least probably 3 to 4 sticks at a time, if not more.
Right.
If not more. So, you know, that's to be debated, questioned things I heard.
But that's what the podcast is for. I really want to know. I used to go to people's houses and I'd be seeing like 50 to 60 cigars just laying around, like here.
Snitches get stitches, brother. Whoa, wait a minute.
For somebody who's penny pinching, you got snitches. Cigars everywhere.
Oh, folks, hold on. Now, what he's talking about,
so,
I don't know.
So I have cigars everywhere. I have cigars in everywhere in my house. I have it in my patio. I got it on my deck. I got it in my garage. I got it in my bag. I got them in my car. I got it in my apartment in New York City. So I got cigars everywhere. And I stopped drinking. You know, I stopped drinking beer so I can purchase more cigars. So instead of getting that six pack, I don't buy that six pack no more. I get that cigar instead.
Well,
you can't do both. It's just so
expensive.
I'm
not a big beer drinker like that, so that I never had to worry about.
So
that.
I started, you know, I I barely drink beer now. I do the whiskey.
Are you a big beer drinker?
No, not no more because I like the cigar.
But I'm saying prior to that, where you were,
right?
Where you were big?
I was a big, yeah.
Yeah, that never been my thing. Really?
Not really a big. I would. That's a six pack a week. That's all. Six pack for the weekend.
I'm a late drinker. Number one, I didn't start drinking until like 30 something. Beer, maybe in the last 3-4 years, because I didn't like the taste of the beer.
I'm the same way.
But I'm going to give my man Keith a shout out, who, man, there was beers. The IPAs.
Oh, I'm big on IPAs.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm big on IPAs.
He started to educate me. I said, oh, smack. Okay, I can rock with
these. Yeah, I started doing the IPAs, the heavy.
Because knock. I really wasn't, you know, I'm going to be honest, folks. Don't hate me. I kind of looked down on people who were smoking cigars with beer. Like, what are you doing? Like, come on.
Yeah, that was.
But again, I apologize. The girls was doing I didn't know.
The no ladies better. Was doing it, and I was like, oh, I get it. The ladies was doing it. It's. I get it.
That was me. I was thinking, like, all right, man, get a real drink.
Yeah, I know.
Beer and cigars don't go together. But
yeah,
I stand corrected. I didn't know any better. I have now been educated.
Right.
So those things are
like right acceptable. Now, I'm drinking a Corona, and it's actually. Because, you know, I got to drive and pick up my son afterwards. Right. I don't want to get, you know.
Right, you got to be smart about it.
Gotta be smart about it. Because cigars, premium cigar smokers are great people. If you ever looked or you ever talked to somebody who smoked premium cigar, they're great people.
That's why I started the podcast, brother. Because
they're not trying to hurt nobody or stab you in the back. There is a different breed of people.
No doubt. No doubt. This is why I started the podcast, because
you don't see nobody shooting up a cigar lounge.
It's not happening.
Where premium and grown people are at. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
Don't happen. Don't start nothing. Let's keep it that way. Let's keep it that way, brother.
It's always a good function when you have a cigar. Anything was you got good people, good women and men that just want to socialize. And smoke a stick.
Socialize. Get down. Let your soul lead the way. Come on,
good whiskey? What's your whiskey of choice?
I don't have one. You know, people ask me, what do I drink? And I hate to sound corny and say everything, but I don't think it's too many things that I don't drink. Somebody say, look, Stone, you drink my gin. You want wine. You want some scotch. You want a bourbon.
Do you match your cigars with what you're going to drink, or it all depends on how hard your week was or your day was?
Neither one of those things, believe it or not.
That's crazy. Wow.
Because the cigar is that.
For you.
Yes. The drink don't matter because I don't drink every day. So the cigar is the important aspect for me at the end of the day. A lot of times I might just have some iced tea.
Iced tea, right.
You know, juice. Nothing alcoholic. Sit back, chill, relax, spark up. I'm good. And I'm thinking, okay, the weekend's coming. I'll get a drink on the weekend. So it varies. It varies. Depends if I got company coming over during the week. Okay, I'm indulge. But just me? Nah.
So it's not to drink.
Right? Nah.
Mine is when I'm doing a full body, I need some type of cognac to level out that headache.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people who smoke, they need a drink. And they go together. Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Because I get a headache on a full body if I don't got that calming alcohol to soothe that little headache I get from the full body sometimes. You smoke a full body and you be like, I got a little headache. Because it's strong, and that whiskey or whatever, that cognac or that rum, it brings that headache down, and it's like a great, perfect combination.
Perfect combination. Whoa. Now, listen, man. Speaking of that, I need you to give out your information again, because if they got headaches, they suffering from something, they need your product.
Brother. So I have this. I'm glad you. I have a gummy. That CBD that relaxes you and calms you down, and it also has been known to bring your pressure down like within 15-20 minutes. It's a gummy. It's made out of CBD, has a little melatonin, it has a skull cap, and mushrooms. And it's a great a calming gummy, and it's good for relaxation, headaches, migraines, helps you with sleeping, and it's you can actually take it while you do your cigar, and if you don't want to drink, it actually will mellow you out with your cigar. And you don't even have to drink. You know people that don't want to drink. They you know.
Oh, yeah. We got all kind of folks out there. Now, what's the website again, brother? Give them the website.
www.rockandrodproduction. That's R-O-C-N-R-O-D productions with an S.com. And everything is on it. The whole website, it explains everything. But I repeat, it's not FDA. It's not backed by the FDA. It's not guaranteed to cure cancer. But it's definitely going to help. And if not, you get your money back. Who going to say you get your money back? You get your money back if it doesn't work.
I ain't giving you nothing back. But attitude. Yo, Skechers, when you coming back to the podcast?
I'm coming. I'm always here.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you just heard it. Skechers said he will always be here.
You going to put the link in, though, right?
Absolutely.
Put the link in.
Absolutely. So with that being said, folks, we got cigars to smoke. We got drinks to drink. So, thanks for listening to what? Smoke World Skechers Podcast. Now, don't forget to tell a friend. Guess what? Where you can find me. IG Smoke World Podcast. Email stone@smokeworldpodcast.com. Website smokeworldpodcast.com. And I don't know why I keep forgetting, but I do have a Facebook page. It's called Smoke World. I have two. One is Smoke World Podcast, but go to the Smoke World on Facebook.
All one word?
Two words. Smoke World.
Smoke World.
You know, you put your picture up. You know how we do. Put a picture. Whatever you're smoking, whatever you're enjoying. Do what you need to do.
Put any comment. I don't care if it's funny, crazy.
Don't matter.
Put a comment up there.
It's all about that.
And ladies, I love you. I just want y'all to know that we love y'all. We don't care what y'all do with your bodies. You don't have to do it. We're going to love you regardless. And we need to just take it like that. Face
don't
value.
Kiss up now. Too late. They punch you in your mouth.
No. I'm just letting you know that. We love
Bust you. Your white meat.
The way it is.
On site. Bam. Folks, we love y'all. Peace.